bleed. Not worry about it and go on about their work. It's tender injury conscious as they seem to be today. And maybe it wasn't a good thing because you know that bacteria forms and
when you got
cause infection.
When you got an infection, your hand would do what? It would
swell.
Yeah. But did you ever have that happen to you?
Not me. I, of course, it happened, but it was always minor with me. I never had any real a bruise was a bruise, and you just let it heal. I never did take too much treatment. I never had too much. Today, I don't go to the doctors. I will go to this darn kidney doctor now because these stones, boy, they just hurt real bad, and I've had these things recur on me about 4 or 5 times. They never have been big enough to require surgery, operation to take them out. And I've outlived 2 of my kidney doctors. They'd seen this when I first started having them. And they used to tell them that it wasn't real big stones. They would class it as a small gravel or sand that was causing irritation and stoppage that caused a great pain. The first doctor that I really liked, Dr. he used to, on 2 occasions, when the thing wouldn't clear up, when he'd have you every strain your urine and stuff like that for about a month looking for the stone to pass, you know, they take x-rays to see if they can find it, and then sometimes they say, well, it's because we can't see the stone on the x-ray is no reason why that you don't have a stone there. They said that sometimes a stone would be above a bone, you know, in your body. And if it is that, then the bone tends to do away with this distinct outline of the stone. You can't, you know, diagnose it as a stone, but it might be that. So when I would keep having trouble. He would insist that he cystoscope me. Boy, that's a terrible thing to have done to him. And he wasn't, I would mean the flushing out of your urethra and all through your bladder up to your kidney. They put a tube up there all the way through your kidney and flush it with some rough water. I don't know what it is. They put it in some medication. But it would clear up. Definitely then. And he said, see, we didn't find any stone when we flushed it out, so it's just probably some sand or some akin to stone that's forming.
Do you have to watch your foods?
They don't tell you anything about diet. None of them. I've been to Willoughby was the first one I went to, and then I went to Menville, then I went to Zengel. And they all foremost in their field really noted authorities on the kidneys, urologists. They never mentioned anything about what you could eat or what not to eat to prevent them from recurring. They said it's just a chemical makeup of your system that some people are prone to and some are not. They're prone to having.
So, but in the way of food, you've just...
The way of food, I think I eat a real balanced diet. My wife says I'm too partial to seafoods and things like that. I love it.